Hey beautiful people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, your daily dose of reality check and screen detox motivation. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you break free from the digital shackles and reclaim your awesome life. Today, we're tackling a monster that lurks in every notification, every curated feed. FOMO, the fear of missing out. You know that feeling when your phone explodes with party pics and everyone seems to be living their best life except you? Ever scroll through Instagram wishing you were on that beach vacation or at that concert? Trust me, I've been there scrolling until my eyes crossed. But here is the truth, FOMO is a sneaky beast fueled by our phones and designed to keep us hooked. But guess what? We can beat it. We don't need constant connectivity to feel fulfilled. So, get ready to ditch those anxious thoughts and embrace a life less curated, more authentic. Let's dive into 5 powerful strategies for managing FOMO without letting your phone rule your world. 1. The power of intention. Before you even pick up your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from scrolling? Are you looking for information, connection, or just a distraction? Once you know your intention, it's easier to make mindful choices about how much time you spend online and what content you consume. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a buffet without a plan, right? Same goes for social media. I have a clear purpose. I want to catch up with friends, or I need inspiration for my project and stick to it. 2. Curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that trigger your FOMO. Seriously, no judgment here. It's about creating a space that inspires and motivates you, not one that makes you feel inadequate. Surround yourself with positive vibes, real connections, and content that fuels your passions. Remember, Instagram isn't real life. It's a highlight reel, a curated version of people's experiences. Comparing your everyday to someone else's vacation pic is like comparing apples to oranges. They just don't belong in the same category. 3. Embrace the offline world. Put down the phone and engage with the world around you. Go for a walk, read a book, have a real conversation with a friend or family member. We discover the joys of being present and truly connected to the moment. Ever notice how much more vivid your memories are when you're fully immersed in an experience? Instead of capturing it through a lens, be part of it. 4. Practice gratitude. When those FOMO feelings creep in, shift your focus to what you already have. Think about your blessings, your loved ones, your health, your talents, your passions. Cultivating gratitude can help you appreciate the good in your life and let go of the need for more. Think about it like this. Gratitude is a superpower. It shifts your perspective, amplifies joy, and helps you see the abundance already present in your life. 5. Give yourself permission to disconnect. It's okay to take breaks from social media, even for extended periods. Unplug for a day, a weekend, or even a week. You might be surprised how much more peaceful and productive you feel without constant digital stimulation. Remember, it's not about being anti-technology, it's about using it intentionally and consciously. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning. The sun is streaming through your window, birds are chirping, and you're enjoying a delicious breakfast. Instead of checking your phone first thing, you take a few deep breaths, savor the moment, and maybe even do some yoga or read a book. Later that day, you meet up with friends for a picnic in the park, truly present and engaged in their company. That evening, instead of scrolling through social media, you curl up with a good book or enjoy a relaxing bath. Sounds pretty amazing, right? This is what life can be like when you manage FOMO without screens. Remember, taking back control starts with one small step. Maybe it's turning off notifications for an hour, deleting a few triggering apps, or simply being more mindful of your phone usage. Whatever it is, commit to making it happen. You got this. And that's a wrap for today. Ready to ditch the FOMO and embrace a life of intention and connection? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's continue this conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain so you don't miss out on any future episodes, even if it's about managing the fear of missing out. See you tomorrow for another dose of screen-free living.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.